What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hello, everybody, and yes, it's Christmas still. And that music you hear in the background, that is called Little Drummer Bolero by the artist Ben Folds, formerly of Ben Folds 5, from his Christmas album Slayer. Yes, spelt as in Santa's sleigh. It's a pun on the word Slayer. It's actually very funny, and as you can hear, it's a very nice piece of music. So what we did today was a round table episode. Wanted to bring on Dr. Chai, who I've been pretty much online buddies with him for years, but I don't know if he's ever been on here before, but now he has. He's a hilarious character. Dave Sarah came back. We had Mr. Panhandler back. And, of course, $2 Dan returned for a cameo. I guess you could call it a cameo. So what we did, this is the typical type of manly roundtable you would expect from supermen like us, which is mostly about ranking, you know, which boys were more attractive in comparison with each other, fake signs of support for domestic violence, all the types of Christmas topics that you would expect. But of course, it's funny, in my opinion, and I would say that. And yes, I did get to see Avatar, so that means no, I have nothing left to look forward to at the cinema for the rest of this year and way into next year, I gotta be honest with you. To see this episode, go to Huge Entertainment on YouTube. You'll get to see the full video version. And I've gotta say that I have been getting good reviews on these Christmas-themed episodes of the podcast, but I think that the video version is also worth watching. They're getting some decent views over there on YouTube by my standards. But this is the thing. You get to see the visuals and the facial expressions on YouTube, then you get to come to the podcast for the bonus Christmassy audio version. See how everybody wins. It's great. So that's Huge Entertainment. All I request from you to do is hit the like button, leave a comment, maybe subscribe if you haven't. And then I'm at the Hughie on Twitter, at the Hughie on Instagram. That's everything. So what we're going to do straight into this episode, and we're going to say Dr. Chai, Dave Sarah, Mr. Panhandler, and $2 Dan. Hello.
Hughie stumbled through the door, glassy eyes and wanted more. Whiskey breath that screamed out loud. In the bar, he was the crowd. Stories flying off his tongue. Songs of battles lost and won. Every sip, another tale. In the pub, he'd never fail. Hughie swings and Hughie sways. Nights and funny days. Raise a glass.
That's right, Eddie. I am officially a birthday boy. I'm a massive 41 years old, which means that I will be dead within 5 more years, and I can't wait. Starting off with a good festive mood like that, a good Christmas spirit, you can't do it without this guy, the human smile himself, Mr. Panhander. Pan, how are you doing today?
Happy birthday, Mick.
Can I call you Panny?
Sure. Yeah, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. People call me a lot worse every day, so go for it.
Like what?
Baggot, loser, what a deadbeat. Somebody thinks I'm a big pillhead. The list goes. I'll go through my DMs later. I'll screenshot a few. I'll send them out. The best ofs.
Yeah, that's
give me something to do later.
Well, apart from looking at MGD's photos, you dirty bastard. Hit the like button for creeping. But we need to get some royalty around here. We need to get a king. And I'm talking about my king. It's the Joe King. Hit the like button for banger puns. Chai, how are you doing today?
Doing well, brother. Happy birthday to you as well. Good to see you, Panhandler. Second so time this week.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
We're going steady.
Yeah, I want to get first out of the way. Apologies for last week. I kind of let you down and blew up a huge show that could have happened with Buckman and me. And luckily, I reached out to him afterwards, and hopefully it's kind of the balls in his court to make something happen. But appreciate you giving me the opportunity to come on tonight, bro.
Well, I'd like to give everybody else the opportunity to hit the like button. And we have just been joined by an angel of... Well, in fact, not only is he an angel online, I wish he was an angel in real life. It is the beautiful Dave Sarah. Dave, how are you doing today?
Sup, pussies?
Hey, you know what? Sarah is a girl's name, by the way, you fucking cunt.
Wow, you gotcha. Stole a joke? You stole a joke from Shuli? Look, he's got a dude and a chick's name. Bravo. Bravo.
Yeah.
On Hanukkah?
Yeah.
Bravo.
See, that's one for the audio listeners. See, fucking Mikhail, look, got him. Everybody's loving this back and forth. It's great stuff. Nobody can top this. We're living through Shield Buckman's 8 crazy nights. Although I do wish he was...
sure bottom it, though.
Hey, how much do you wish that Shield Buckman was at Bondi Beach a couple of days ago? Am I right?
Wait, did somebody stick a knife in his fucking attire today or something? Why isn't he here?
He's the attire. He's the one putting the knives in tires, bro.
I know that, but I thought maybe somebody got some vengeance on him. Where is he? I thought he's supposed to be here.
I'd rather have a knife in a tire than a knife in a back. Am I right, Panhandler?
So far, listening. Where is Buckman?
Panhandler's favorite moment when Gaddafi got a knife in his ass, or a sword, to be specific.
Libby has gone downhill since, so... Open slave trade in Libya right now. So.
And that's the panhandler we needed and wanted. Right. And we ain't
it. It turns out he got a flat tire, resist his employee stepping back on his shoe. As you can see, Big W's comment is from a membership. Why doesn't everybody for Christmas gift the membership? Do it for me or do it for The Rock, whatever you want to do. Okay, we're still to be joined by $2 Dan and Buckman. So don't worry, ladies, your bing is on our minds. Question in the poll leads into our first topic. And the question is, the karma trolling, is it going too far? Because I had a comment the other night with a lovely person. And they said that karmic is his own worst enemy. But what people don't seem to understand is, he's mentally weak. So it's like you're making fun of a guy on the edge. So the options I've got for the poll question, the karma trolling, is it going too far? Yes, he's going to do a Bud Dwyer, or no, he brought this on himself. And before we say anything else, look at this. Michaela just became a YouTube member. Thank you, Michaela. I take back all that stuff that I've been saying about you behind your back to girl named Dave Sarah. So, Chai, I'd like to get you start to start with your opinion on this about the karmic stuff. Do you think it's going too far, or is this karma for the way he's run his mouth?
With karmic?
Who are you talking to? Sorry, I thought you said...
You want to start with me, or you want to start with Dave?
Chow. What the fuck's going on here? Hit the like button for mixed signals.
No, I mean, for karma...
Holy fuck, Panhander smiled. Clip this.
Chow is just such a jackass. It's great.
I don't know what the latest is on the last 4 or 5 days on karmic, but karmic's main thing is just his emotional control with the alcohol, and then his alcohol substance thing, because he's like Dr. Jekyll and Hyde when he's drinking or not. So I don't know who's trolling him now or what's going on, other than the panhandler beef with Dixon and all that shit. But yeah, so I don't know. I don't think it's gone too far, but as long as he's showing up to stream, I kind of think he knows what he signed up for. He's in it for the back and forth. He's in on it somewhat. So,
and before I respond to Charge comment, mommy writes here, speak fucking English for once. Like, yes, I'll learn how to talk like you, Rosie Lopez, whatever the fucking name is.
Epa, hija.
Yeah. My fucking husband found out I gave fucking Ray DeVito a fucking jacket at SA. She's Italian. How does this happen? But the thing about comics, so lately the thing that I saw he's been doing is, what's Big Red called that hosts Pretty Antisocial?
Haley.
Right. That hoa. Karmic apparently took it all serious that he was in the... What he deemed were the negative results of our poll, you know. So he got all offended, started calling all kinds of shit online. And it really is embarrassing that a grown man would take fucking Dabbleverse poll awards seriously. And no offense, Dave. But I'm saying, like, if you're getting roasted in them, big fucking deal, who gives a shit, you ginger cunt? What do you think of that, though, Pan?
No, I totally agree. Getting upset about the awards or being nominated or whatever, it's just sort of a fun content thing or whatever. Dave put a lot of work into it, and Haley did a pretty good job, I think, from a little bit I saw, and so did Dave. But I think karma, the real thing is, he has no content, right? So he has to think about something. Who's trolling him? His entire chat is trolling him. I mean, I don't think there's one specific person or one specific enemy. He goes live. He says this is going to be cool, relaxed, chill stream. And 5 minutes later, he's raging at whatever and breaking cardboard guitars. I mean, it's insanity. And I kind of side with you, you know, jokes aside, like, it is a little disconcerting seeing how, like, depressed and rage and the range of emotions, crying 1 second and then yelling and screaming the next. I mean, please record. I hope you record the statement. If you ever see me cry on stream, I'll delete everything from the internet. You'll never see me again. You'll never see me in chat. I'll move to another country. I mean, this is ridiculous. I've never seen a grown man cry so much. It's insanity. So yeah. He needs a friend, and he needs to stop streaming, period. I think Earl Skagel gave him the, I think Dave was on BYB when Earl was on, and Earl gave him the best advice possible. Stop streaming for at least a week. Just unplug, dude. Just unplug.
Yeah, because the person I was speaking to offline, I said, Karmic's problem, he needs to get out of the hizzy, as Charlie would call it, which is in white language, you call it house. But he's done with the clown, as they say. Right, Chai?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's part of it. I think he's tried a little bit just sitting in, like, a clear, sober-minded position and trying to stream. But he can't just sit in the silence, or he almost needs that chaos and drama to feed. They kind of feed each other, the streaming. So, yeah. Of course, he's got some issues probably that he's dealing with, but I tune out on it, really. Like, I caught up a little bit when the breakup thing happened, but he streams so often and so much, it's kind of like, it's too much for me. And I don't, the music thing, me and Stealth were talking about it, and we think that the music is subconsciously, like, disrupting your natural brain waves and making people angry. So I've done a little experimenting by doing on and off of like checking them out for a few days in a row and taking a break. And there could be something to it if you're watching a lot of it. And he's listening to that music over and over and over again. So there's something to that AI music and how it's programmed and coded to like purposely like get you all riled up. So that's my take on it.
Yeah, can we check the hertz on that? See if it's 432 hertz or not, and see if it's 463 or whatever to disrupt the brain patterns. But he does look. He fucking loves this shit, dude. He loves this. Is therapy for him. Nobody talks to him in the fucking in Minnesota. You know, you got animals and trees next to you. So, especially during the winter months, it's even harder to get around. I think that the substance is not great. There definitely is. I don't really think it's as much as two different types of karmixes as much as the real karmic comes out when he drinks because he feels a little looser. I honestly also do think that he's kind of a little, I don't know. I think he's a little split
back
on
door
the
friendly.
Well, you know, I think a lot of karmic's original success was due to a lot of the ladies in the Dabbleverse. Say what you will, a lot of the ladies were in his chat often. And the guy wore his emotions on his sleeve a lot. And ladies like that. And then you start crying on that sleeve and it starts getting damp and wet. And they can't exactly put their shoulder on it to lean on, for say, because it's wet, it's nasty, it's not, you're not a man. So once all the ladies kind of like drifted away, I think all the men just turned into fucking, you know, instead of simping for the ladies in chat, they started just shit-talking karmic, and he's like, well, now I'm getting it from the men, and yeah, that's what I think. I think he's trying to placate to the gay men in chat.
He was crying over Taz back in the day, too. So, like, that, well, and there was women around, so it's, I think it's more just people get tired of it.
But what does Taz look like to you?
Peter Parker.
So, I mean, I'm just saying that, like, Taz ain't the most girly of girls. So it would make sense to me. And to be fair, Gilly ain't, you know, Gilly's pretty androgynous as well, if you ask me. And I say in less than 6 months, she's got a short Taz looking haircut, if you ask me. But I'm just making up works here.
If you look at the album cover for David Bowie's The Man Who Sold the World, that's Gilly. She looks like David Bowie. Taz looks like she can shoot webs out of her sniz or wrist, whatever way you kids call it these days. But do you think also there's a part of him that feels completely cocked out and that he now knows he was only used because, what's her name, hilarious comedian Gilly, thought that she was going to piss off Pat Dixon, the piano man. Yet instead, all he did was take a $5 donation to sing a song. Here's the theme tune from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers for Mr. Panhandler for $15. You like that one, sir?
But what really irks me about Pat Dixon is how he knows how to play Ghost Party. Get out of here, dude. Nobody wants to. I mean, it's amazing to me. He knows all the hits, and he can play it. I don't know if that's amazing talent or extreme retardation. I can't tell.
You know, I want to just say on karmic, I don't think it really even has that much to do with Dixon, like where he's at mentally now. I think he just has a lot of regret about how things probably went with Felicia, and then other outbursts that he's had while streaming and drinking and doing all this shit. So I think he's dealing with a lot of like guilt and regret from some of those actions versus like, I don't know. I know he was like a Dixon super fan and he gave him thousands and thousands of dollars and all that shit. But honestly, I think it has more to, he's just, he hasn't cleared up some of his like, I don't know, self-regret or whatever pertaining to it.
Do you think that he has PTSD if he actually did bang Gilly? Because that's not something I would brag about. Like, she's rough.
That panhandler will know about that shit.
Oh, shit.
Me and Dave are incels, you know that.
I don't know any. what are you guys trying to do? I mean, Pat's pissed off enough at me. You were trying to get
life forms.
You want me to start going off on what I think is going on? With, yeah, I'm sure there was some motivation from Felicia to get with Carmix that, you know, he was a fan of the Pat factor or whatever. But they stayed together for what, 3-4 months? I mean, it'd be one thing just like the revenge fuck or whatever and then be done with it. But he went and lived with her for like 3 weeks, two different times, or over 3 weeks. So maybe there was something there. I have no idea, man. No one.
And even if it's subconscious, like people want to say, oh, Felicia's doing a work, right, to fuck with Pat Dixon to try and get back at him. But that's not a work. That's deceit. You're being deceitful to Karmic because Karmic's not in on it, right? So I think maybe subconsciously she was doing that, sure. Or she's being like straight up deceitful. Either way, it's deceit. I mean, I don't. That's my opinion.
That's not your opinion. What'd you say it for?
That's my opinion. Well, that's my opinion.
Can I ask Dave if is she even top? Is she one of the 250?
Fuck. Do we have to? Are we asking if we need to thank him?
Yeah.
Ooh, Felicia Gillespie. I don't know. I think we thank him. I think Felicia Gillespie. I think she cuts. She's in the top 250. She's a traveling working comic. I mean, people who have been on Rogan have. She's open for people that have been on Rogan. So is she part of the 250? I think she has to be.
Thank him.
Would you like to explain this one to Big W, Choi? You Asian.
It's a Brendan Schaub and Joe Rogan list of the, you know, the 250 comedians that are.
What are there?
Maybe 250 people on Earth can do stand-up comedy.
Right. Rogan's whole line is, "What are there? Maybe 250 good touring comics in the world." So, and then maybe I think he's extended that to 500 recently, sort of.
Yeah, and if you want to know about good comedy, yeah, you gotta go to Joe Rogan, of course, notoriously funny.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
See, even say his name and it's funny. You don't like that one, Panhandler?
No, the rim shot put it over for me. I loved it. All right. It's been a good time.
Yotis, since you were talking about
that's
Dixon,
the joke.
You brought him up.
I can't believe I missed Shmuel.
Can you, what's the whole deal with Panhandler, or Dave saying that Panhandler was doing a work? Like, where'd
he
Dave
left?
Go?
I don't know. We have to ask him. We'll have to ask him.
Yeah. Husey, are you aware of what's going
I'm just
on?
Getting water real quick. We'll talk about it. I can hear you.
Okay. Husey, I didn't know he left.
I didn't know if you knew the deep lore of all this shit, but there's a whole bunch of shit that's like going on like right now between Panhandler, Dave, and Dixon, Buckman, and Doomspaya. So, yeah, it goes deep.
I'm not. I've been knee-deep in birthday cake and all excited about Avatar. So please do tell me, Asian.
Okay, so Panhandler's beefing with Dixon, like you mentioned earlier. But Dave Sarah says it's all fake. Which, We need Dave here, ideally, to address this, because he came on our show this week and said, "Leah, like, they set this up to pretend like they were mad at each other." And then he got off. Panhandler came on, and he was pissed about it. So I want to see
where. I was pissed the other night. Yeah, but no. What the only people that care less than Pat and I are the chatters. If two old men have a beef, you know what I'm saying? Like, it goes back. I don't even know really the genesis of it, but it has been going on a while. And it just that little super chat seemed to set Pat off a little bit, from what I gathered from Doom's clip. I'm supposed to go fuck myself.
But something I did hear from one of my sources was that apparently Dixon and Mersh were annoyed at Panhandler because Panhandler said some type of complimentary thing or some type of well wish to what's his name?
I sent him a super chat. They were trying to get Karmic to send Mersh the link. Dixon and Mersh. And I sent a super chat to Carmack saying, "They're in cahoots. Don't take the link," or something stupid. And then, you know, it's easy to tweak Carmack. You know, you can send him anything. He goes off. And then they were sniping when they saw it, and the super chat came on the stream, and then Dixon lost his shit. So it was a valuable $5. I got some value out of it. But I mean, that was it. It was just, the fact that, here's where I come from. Everybody's talking about this content cucking or cock blocking or whatever stupid terms you crazy kids use. Mersh has been on with Carmack 12 different times, giving the same shitty advice that Carmack doesn't listen to. So what were we missing?
Let's fuck!
And there you go. And on top of it, Mersh eventually got the link, and then Carmack went on Dixon's. So nothing was lost. I mean, I still don't understand what the big hubbub about a $5 super chat was. But Pat lost his fucking money. So that was that. I mean, it's really interesting. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I think the Pat is generally, not that I know the full story, but it seems like he has an issue with you beyond that. Like, what was it, the show? I forget her fucking name again. Oh, Haley.
On the Pretty Handsome. Yeah.
You guys love Pretty Handsome.
He does not like me personally, I believe he said. That was it. We've never met in person, but he does not like me personally. That was like his opening salvo, I think. I was like, all right, where do we go from here? So here you know what I'm saying? So that's how he came on stream.
And I don't get it because
off the races.
He messaged me a couple of days ago talking about how I said that I don't like watching shows that play clips.
Mm-hmm.
I find it dull, and it's like, but I've seen all this shit, and we're not really getting any types of unique takes. I prefer talk shows like fucking Shmuel Talk. Hit the like button for Jews. And
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, the name's Bond. James Bondi Beach. Good on you, Buckman. I'll see you later. But Chai, you were saying
Bond
you wanted.
Bondi Beach, yeah.
But Chai, you were saying all the way from China that you had something to say to Dave about the feud.
Well, Dave, you said that shit on our show. I don't know if you were just messed up and fucking around like a troll, okay. But you said
no.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, first of all, Panhandler did unblock me today or last night. All of my anger came from just the mere fact of being blocked. Okay, forget that. Forget. He wants to block me. Look, I still don't even know why he was mad at me. And now I can't even go back and read the messages. I think we've reconciled since then. Everything's fine. My biggest thing was when I heard about the Dixon thing, first of all, I didn't know I have any prior knowledge of the incident. Second, when I was asked by Chow I was putting this whole thing into one big grouping, which was me being blocked, apparently looking at other comments on Twitter, seeing that Panhandler maybe had blocked other people, and then a fight with Dixon. So I was lumping all three of them into one group, which was, that's a fucking work. Like, he's not mad. He's not mad. He's just blocking people. You know what I mean? To like, and then people are talking about it. And then like, that's the work. That's mainly what I meant. And then I eventually, after our show, I talked to Doom. I didn't talk to Doom. I asked him, what's the deal? What's the issue with Panhandler? Why are Dixon and Panhandler angry at each other? And I thought originally that I was involved in that somehow, some way. And I don't know why I would think that, but I realized after all that, that like, these are all separate events. He was mad at me about something else. Seems like we've reconciled that. Hopefully there's no hate here. And then on top of that, this issue with Dixon and Panhandle, I want to clarify that Doom told me, no, Dixon hasn't liked him for a while. And then the tweet that he sent off set him off. And then I just want to reiterate that, look, Pat Dixon and Mersh, I'm sure you guys do a great show. The thing is that, like, if a $5 super chat from Panhandler is going to work your whole night, probably wasn't going to be a good show anyway. So just want to throw all that out there.
Yeah, that was basically everything up. Yeah,
no, it was a misunderstanding. Dave, we'll talk off the air. Other shit. Pat and I just don't like each other. And again, the list of people that like me is long and not too distinguished. So, oh well, get in the back of the line, Pat. You know, I'll get to you when I get to you.
I have a theory on how it started.
Good. Can't wait to hear this.
Because that chick, bro, that Husey brought up twice, Haley from Pretty Antipod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think both Panhandler and Dixon are, you know, trying to hit that.
No. She's married. Yeah. So, no.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that. My bad.
Yeah.
All right.
No. Her wedding ring isn't on your dick. Doesn't mean you can't find her attractive there, old Penny. Hey, would you fuck her? Say yes.
Get involved with married women at all. So I don't know.
All right. Well,
yeah. I don't have any rules. So I'm not going to, you know.
So if Big Red turned up at your house and says, let me give you a BJ, you'd go, no, your husband isn't here. And he'll never find
married?
Out.
No. But no, especially in the state of North Carolina where we both live, you can get sued for that. So one of seven states in the union, you can get sued for adultery, whether you're the married person or the partner. So double no, since we're both in the same state currently.
As like a parasocial relationship, you both want her to like you more than the other one. Like, even if it's not.
Tweet to her? Or what? I tweet to every. No. You stop this, Chow. Right. Stop chowing me in real time, please. I'm tired and I'm old.
This guy says Haley is Dixon's type. Large, red-haired, and surly.
That's a good point by AB.
Yeah, I don't know. It's. I'm thinking that Dixon didn't like her. She was looking at you, Pammy. Like, I mean, you're a handsome devil. And no, I'm thinking maybe she wanted to sit in your face and work your grapes at the same time.
Probably. Is that what you're saying? No. I'm not going to talk about her like that. Like, I bust her balls enough. Shit, I can't. No, I can't do that to her.
So, yeah, I bet you'd like her to bust your fucking balls, you dirty piece of shit, you dirty animal. Right, guys?
Why did I take this link? What is wrong with me?
Well, you get the most chicks, bro, of all of us, so.
No, that's MKE. Who won the handsomest? I didn't even know since I wasn't nominated. I didn't pay attention. Who won? Dave?
I wasn't nominated either.
Oh, really?
A little snubbed.
None of us got on that fucking list from that bitch, except for you, Panhandler. And she typed it with her cunt. So I think she's quite into you.
The whole thing with her going off on CarMax was using that word, dude. Now she's going to go off on you for 4 hours.
I'm Irish. I can say what I want. Cunt flaps.
That Jackie girl, she, the one that was on before with them, you know, she talked a lot and she had like...
Cunt flaps!
She was more annoying. Haley talks like a girl, but she's like less annoying than Jackie. I honestly think that the show is sort of watchable now. I haven't been watching it, but with the picture I saw this afternoon with what Haley was thirsting out there on Twitter, I might be down to see some big fucking tits.
She did put up a thirst shot today.
She did today.
Even the zipper was down. Yeah.
See, that's the see, you lose a co-host, you gain the ability to just fucking thirst trap all your fucking simps out there. I love it. Get your money, girl.
The whole chat is the dude simping for her the whole time. It's crazy.
$2 Dan is still not here yet. He says, Buckman get a flat. Nope, his wife kicked him out.
Like that logo, dude. It's a nice logo.
Yeah, Nips.
Nips. Oh, man, I haven't had a nip in forever, dude. I love those. You little candies, nips? Oh, I know you're talking about the nippons.
Pink things on titties.
I know. Oh, yeah.
But the thing is that, Aussie guy, I lost the Mersh in the handsome contest on booking flights to Greenland.
Did he really? The people in Greenland?
Let's do a quick round table of the guys.
Hold on. Mersh was on? She nominated Mersh? Oh, Jesus.
I can't believe that to be true.
Yeah, well, let's do a quick round table of the guys. Chai, between Aussie guy and Mersh, who would you like to have sex with the most?
Who's getting fucked?
I probably have to go with the Aussie dude if I had to choose, you know.
Well, see, if I'm getting I'd rather go with Mersh, right? Because it's a smaller dick. But if I'm doing the fucking, then Aussie guy, right? Get it between those butt cheeks.
Yeah. And then Dave Sherrod does the fucking.
Then I'm fucking Aussie, man.
Yeah.
You have to be higher than Dave Sarah if you think I'm going to answer this fucking question.
Okay, which one?
You don't like men?
Just Budweiser.
Pick Aussie guy, bro.
I'm choosing Budweiser.
Say Aussie guy. You say something nice about Aussie someone from us.
I said something nice about Aussie guy one time.
Us about how you want to lie down on a blanket in a park with Aussie guy and touch his Australian nips. That's pretty what you dope. Fucking said.
No, I did not.
What are you, gay?
Can't just go along with it for a minute?
No. Absolutely not.
Are you so tough that you can't even joke about having sex between two ugly fucking streamers?
Yes. I would say yes. No, I'm not going to say on screen which guy I'm going to fuck.
That's
for private time.
That's for me when I'm alone.
Listen, it's pretty gay to not be able to joke about having sex with men. I'm just saying, Panhandler.
Oh, my God. I said he had nice shoulders, too. I agreed with one of the ladies one time. Okay, now I'm gay. Are you guys everybody happy?
Okay.
That was my compliment.
Now I'm gay.
There you go.
You're gay. You're a cock handler.
Yes. That's never going to be clipped either. So, good job.
No, it will. I'll be able to go in and get your local recording, and I'm going to post that everywhere.
Oh, you fucking Mick. Everyone hates the Irish.
Fuck you. Getting back to Nipples' comment here. Buckman got a flat and his wife kicked him out. Are we to believe that there's trouble in Cookie Land?
I have no idea. He hasn't really indicated that, but he's been streaming a lot. But I don't know. I wouldn't say that. Dan might know more than I do, but the rise of Buckman has really been like something crazy, but these guys might have a better idea of like Buckman's personal goings ons because they're like his right hand man.
Panhander just posted this on his burner. He says, "Dane is handsome, Mersh is not." Well done for doxing the Aussie guy's real name, Kim, you bitch. Why'd you do that to poor old Dane? Don't look him up on Facebook because it's the third name down. And then everyone will find Dean's Facebook account and see all his private photographs. You get some fucking problems, Kim. Hit the like button for Docs. Go ahead.
I'm surprised that only took 30 minutes to mention his name. It usually happens a lot quicker.
But then maybe Panhander shouldn't have been so obsessed with talking about having sex with him, you fucking pervert. Ooh, I want to suck Aussie guy's cock, whatever his name is.
Problem.
It's not gay if you don't know his real name. Exact quote from you.
I have nipples, Panhandler.
Yes, I can milk you, Dave.
Hey, Aussie guy.
Thank you, buddy.
Shit show.
Panhandler would you like to mate the parents.
Oh, I so have to get a life so badly. It's unreal.
Yeah. Would you like to go to Bondi Beach and laugh?
I swear to God, if you guys start doing De Niro again.
Okay, No.
I can't do it again.
Have you seen Kangaroo Jack? Anyway.
Hey, Chow, how did that lobotomy go, dude? You all right over there? Jesus Christ.
I'm good, bro. Yeah, I'm chilling.
All right, man. Good to hear.
I know what Chow's problem is, and I probably shouldn't be saying this, but he's pretty upset that people aren't hitting the like button. Right, Chow?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of came on not knowing what the docket of things were to discuss, and we're actually going to be going live tonight doing life forms on Buckman because Mir's back and Mir has so much to go off on Buckman about. He's so mad. So we have to do another like kind of emergency show. So that's why I brought up Buckman again. I was like, dude, Buckman's been on one lately. So that's kind of what I've been doing. It's just Buckman content.
Well, I don't want to spoil the episode,
but tonight Mir is going to say that Buckman is a retard and gay.
Yes, thank you, Earl. I can always count on you, baby. Hey, Chow, I'm telling you, you know, we could make Buckman low-cal of the year next year if you just double up on his money. If you make more money than him next year, you're on your way to making him a low-cal. I say you have a good shot. It's a good point.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where you're going with that.
No, I'm just saying that, like, that was one of the definitions that we thought of for, like, a lolcow, which is, like, if somebody else makes more money making fun of you. All right, never mind, dude. Just carry on, bro.
Oh, yeah,
I got what you're saying.
I didn't know the context. Yeah, that works. Yeah.
I didn't do a good job of explaining it and assumed everybody knew my shitty description of a lolcow. No problem.
Well, speaking of lolcows, one of the big ones at the minute is Kiki getting into the next topic about the whole Scarlett Hampton thing that's pretty fucking crazy. Hit the like button for cunt photographs. One of the big problems she's been having is that, again, these accusations have come up of domestic abuse, all this shit. Oh, and by the way, before we move on, just as we end the poll for Karmic, people say no, they don't feel sorry for him. He's brought it all on himself, so it will continue, Karmic. I'm very sorry. With the Scarlet stuff, again, this is going back to the private DM conversation I had with someone. They said that they think people don't actually give a fuck about Scarlet and what the shit she's been going through. They just know that it makes for good content for their show, and doesn't matter how rough the so-called abuse actually gets, or isn't all they want to do is cover it so they can get clicks and donations over it. Chai, what do you think about that? Do you think that the Scarlett Hampton stuff, people actually care about her, or they're just using her for content?
That makes sense what you're saying, because I deliberately don't watch any of it. I'm not into any like true crime or LawTube. I'm more into like the, you know, Buckman, the Ray type stuff. The funny characters. I don't like the violence and the crime and all that shit. So I don't watch any of it, but I know that draws in tons of people. So if you're talking about relationship drama, all that type of shit, people love that, especially like the demographic of women who super tip and super chat and all that shit. So I agree with what you're saying, but I'm no expert. I don't know anything about it.
Yes, you are.
Well, I'm top 150, but.
Hey, what do you think, Panhander?
Yeah, I didn't even make that.
She's another one. I mean, maybe we should get her and Carmax together. I mean, they're just two broken people. Obviously, somebody who does porn, the porn that she's done. And then you see her, like, breaking down and crying. Yeah, didn't she? She wasn't even allowed. She couldn't even get on a plane because she freaked out on TSA. Yeah, I believe some people probably are drama farming her. And it's pretty, like, one of these situations, I hate to be so serious, is going to end up really bad with one of these people at some point. I don't know if it's going to be on live stream or not, but there's some broken fucking people out there. So, but there are probably people using it. You know, they don't give a shit about her or Matt, or if Matt is doing whatever he is or isn't doing. They just want to get views, man, get views. And I think that's the problem with, like, even people like me or whatever, all these different shows, like, all we're doing is shows, talking about shows. And how long can this go on and feed off itself? Like you were talking earlier, Husey, about the clip shows. And I agree too. They're tired too. Like how many different perspectives can people have on the same fucking clip? And this fucking universe, everybody says it moves so fast. I mean, we should still be talking about Quad's fucking phone call, and everybody's forgotten that. Like it was like fucking 5 years ago. So, cause there's always some sort of beef or drama or somebody did something stupid or Chad goes to merch's. Or Pat yells at me, or whatever the fuck is Matt Mead and Scarlett. It's insanity. So I'll be interesting to see where the Dabbleverse goes. Like, it can't just keep going like this. Like, all of us idiots talking about the same shit or talking about each other on different streams. So I don't have an answer. Like, I think the best thing would be is, like, obviously I'm an MLC guy, but and Pat hates me and I don't like Pat too much, but I think KB should have Pat back on a couple times a month, have Bob back on and start talking about comedy and comics and everything else. Like, just having these jackasses on all the time. Like, it's fucking, you know, it's enough is enough. You know, it's fun every once in a while or a Saturday night or something like that. But I'm not a guy. A lot of us aren't guys and we got our fat faces on screen. So who knows? Except for Clown Town.
You're a guy.
A bunch of idiots.
I don't think, I mean, I don't really care if Bob Levy and Bat Dixon go on, but I do like the idea of Brennan going back doing stand-up. I think that's intriguing.
Yeah,
a little absolutely. Bit. It's got a little more juice now. He's number one on YouTube. You know, super.
But he's been saying he's been writing new. But hasn't he been saying he's been writing new material for 3 years? Like, I know he's back on that kick where he's talking about he's actually writing material, but he's been saying that for a while now.
He probably fucking heard. He probably saw Doom's clip and he's like, oh yeah, well, yeah. I should just get back in stand up. Just listen to that old shit from 3 years ago. Add some new shit. Good days. You got your hour.
But the thing is, what's Brennan gonna do? Material about, like, he doesn't leave the house. He's like, I never noticed when you're filling your ice cube tray.
I mean, it's come on. I mean, what does any comic talk about? You know, he's gonna talk shit about Nate Bargatze on his podcast and then do dirty version of Nate Bargatze material.
Hey, right? Dumb cunt, shut the fuck up.
Yes, boss. Yes, sir.
Not to interrupt, yes, sir. We are joined by a big money player here now. Get ready to hit the like button, everybody, because the money's here.
Hey, hey, hey.
$2 Dan, how are you doing today?
Hey, what does Shmuel Buckman and FKA Mommy have in common?
Oh, boy.
They both keep trying to suck my dick.
Imagination
other than the black one. Other than the black cock.
Other than the black cock that's
right, so you're saying it's not the black cock.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say, Dan, that they probably have louder audio than you, so maybe just a touch.
Oh shit. Sorry. Yeah. This happened the last time Buckman fucking
StreamYard does a good job of lowering your audio. When it's on automatic gain control.
saw what they did with those beepers. You can only imagine what they can do with microphones.
Havana Gila, hey. Don't you look, if you want to talk about people spying with microphones, look no further than your own government and the CIA. 100%. Political 100%. Talk.
Yeah, we'll really lose everybody then.
Politics.
Hit the like button for hot takes. But the thing about I heard a thing from a different source, not the problem is that Scarlett won't leave the house, but she will then turn around on the air and say, oh, I'm being held hostage, they won't let me get on the fucking plane or whatever. And I also think that she's had enough online evidence, so to speak.
Anyone follow her on X Twitter? Anybody get the pop-up the other day of that video that she posted?
You mean the one of her cunt being held wide open or something else?
Yeah, something vibrating on something, and it was like, whoa, hello, good morning.
It's not even Christmas.
Yeah.
Whoa. But
the thing is, imagine it would be like, if she had a big arse, that'd be good stuff. But yeah, I heard that she won't leave the house, but I also feel like there's enough evidence built up that she could then be kicked out by Meade and can then accuse him of assault to the point that a lot of incels or a lot of fucking white knights or a lot of content creators, if you want to call it that, will then go, I believe every word she said. He fucking kicked her right in the cunt while she was on the toilet. It was an unbelievable move. He missed the whole bowl. Her whole pelvis shifted because your cunt could kick that hard. It was terrible. And then he threw a brick at her while she was running away. What do you think, though, Charge? You think that sort of dark side is ready to come out here and fuck Meade up? Hit the like button. And you're muted, Chai.
I really don't know. Like I said, I don't follow this shit. Like, if I see it, I just don't watch it. I'm not into that shit, so.
Do you think he kicks her in the cunt, though?
I don't know, yeah. I mean, I've streamed with Matt before, like, with Ski Mask, and he was all right, you know? He was He just reminds me of like Stancil. He's like that same type of vibe. So whatever. I haven't looked into anything deeper than that shit.
Speaking of which, Dan, we had a fun game earlier. Aussie guy lost to Mersh in the handsome poll for Pretty Antisocial Awards. Wow. Which one do you think is by far sexier between Mersh and Aussie guy?
Well, Kim Nicholson is the one that knows who the sexiest men are in this. She's the thirstiest woman of 2025. So if she says Dean with the shoulders, I guess I'll have to go with her and say Dean, Aussie guy, number one. Mersh, number two in the sexiest man competition. Kim Nicholson, I mean, nobody spends more time flicking her bean to guys in the Dabbleverse than Kim Nicholson. Dan. So if she tells you who's the hottest, you got to go with it. I mean, she's doing the research.
What's up with this Kim Nicholson beef?
There's a beef?
Yeah, it seems like you've got a problem with her.
Oh, I can't wait to see the Doom Club next week. Fucking kill me.
They're in on it, Dave. They're in on it together, Dave.
Jesus fucking Christ. Jackass.
There's no beef. You know, I just
I saw something on Twitter. You guys were going back and forth today, or X, or whatever.
Well, so there's an expose because I called her out the other day for being a little too horny in the chat on occasion. So she caught me. Guilty as charged. Play the Breaking Bad. You got me clip. I wrote smoking when Lady KB was on with Buckman the other night.
Am I allowed to put my penis in your vagina right now?
Thank you. Well done. So she said, gotcha, Dan, you know, you're slut shaming, but then you're flirting with Lady KB. When I was actually making a pun, which is, I don't know if you guys know what a pun is. It's a play on words. It's when sometimes you have like a little thing where it means multiple things. Buckman, of course, has his fucking cigar because he has an oral fixation, as we all know. He always has to have something large and cylindrical in his mouth that he can puff on. So he had his cigar, and he had it very prominently, like he kept putting it up on screen, very prominently, the cigar. And every time Lady KB talked, he was putting that thing in his mouth, sucking on it like a pacifier. So I said, smoking. Now, I could have done it better. I could have put a question mark after smoking, because then that would have added a little mystery. But what I was trying to say is, oh, yeah, Lady KB looks good, so she's smoking. But then Shmuel Buckman cannot stop fucking sticking the cigar. He's blowing circles, which, by the way, most of us that have smoked cigars, we know how to do it, Buckman. We're not that impressed if you can blow smoke circles. Everybody can do it that smokes. So congratulations on that. But he's jamming that fucking cigar in his mouth and sucking on it and we used to have a term, end-lipping it a little bit, getting it really wet there. And so I was making a play on words, but I guess I can't slut shame and then make a little play on words without Kim Nicholson coming and throwing the handcuffs on me. So I woke up to about 20 deranged replies on Twitter this morning from one Kim Nicholson, who really chose violence this morning. So I guess that's what, if you're talking about beefs, I guess that's what it is.
She seems like a pretty good egg to me, but then again, I don't really know her well at all.
I mean, she's scrappy. Because her and I got into it a few months ago, just her Twitter and the chats or whatever. I mean, she does like to, you know, she's not like most of the women. She'll get in there and, you know, sling insults back and forth and, you know, get dirty with the guys or whatever. And she knows the game, though, whatever. If you throw a shot towards Dan, obviously Dan's going to throw something back or whatever. I mean, that's just the way it is.
I put up another poll in the chat. Who's the sexiest man between Mersh and Aussie guy? I accidentally typed his real name afterwards, Dean Galloway. I have to get this keyboard fixed. 50-50 as of right now. Well, holy fuck, it's just gone up to 55% of Mersh's thing. This is hot stuff. Are you glad you come on here, Panhandler? We're talking about sexy men.
No, I'm not. You could have just stopped. If I'm happy that I came on, no.
But Dan, I don't know if you came on there just before we were talking about Scarlett, but we of course did that infamous episode where we got to see what her tits looked like with outcome on them, which was a unique experience. Hit the like button for PG porn.
Everyone was laughing except for me. I had a serious face and while her fucking titties flapping out in the wind, and I was like very serious. I still had the mustache at the time, I think. And but everybody else was laughing, you know, shitless. But Yeah, that was an interesting episode. I feel bad for the poor girl. I kind of, at the end of the episode, I really was like, ooh, I don't know how I feel about that. It started off, I was like, I was kind of interested about asking her like serious pornographic movie questions of like, so, you know, worked it with any good directors? And I wanted to like, almost, and Dave Sarah, I think, can appreciate this because Dave Sarah is an official.
Where'd you get your ideas from?
Yeah. Well, I did ask her at one point. I said, you know, were there any classic porn actresses that you looked up to, you know, like that you idolized growing up? But the longer it went on, I was like, this is not Jenna Jameson we're talking to. This is a girl that is a little not all there and probably needs some help, needs a good person in their life. So it felt a little, it all feels a little unseemly. It feels like at this point she's being a little bit exploited, which if you're in porn, you're being exploited to some level or another. So it's hard. It's, you know, it is what it is, but that girl needs a friend, that's going to give her some tough, good advice and maybe bring her back to Wisconsin or wherever she is and go work.
I mean, again, like
do something.
I'm sorry if I'm too loud or something, but I wanted, I'm getting some feedback. I was getting some feedback. Sorry. So
yeah, were they telling you to go fuck yourself? Hey.
No, like, by the way, I'm
gone. I'm just gonna say, Dan, here's a nice free chat from Aussie guy just to stir the shit. Dan can't get off if the woman speaks English. Is that funny or is that a burden?
It's pretty funny. I definitely love a good non-US, non-English speaker. Who doesn't? And you know, so people give you shit. So my wife is Brazilian. She doesn't speak very good English. But do you really want to talk to your wife all that much? I mean, come on, guys. Let's be honest. I mean, like, isn't that the best of both worlds? You know, when she can't speak in English that well?
That's how you judo toss the allegations. You just fucking, you use it in your position. You say, ha-ha, I'm making fun of myself here. Ha-ha.
Yeah. And Dan's trolls always post this photograph of him and his wife online to try to talk shit about them. Fucking ridiculous. Like, so what? They look happy.
This is like your version of the Sam Hyde in the fucking field with the rifle image. With Scarlett, I'm just curious what kind of like drugs and meds she's on. Matt Mead, we know. I mean, if you're a fucking MLC fan, you've known Matt Mead's have been, you know, into the bottle for a while. But like with her, I'm just curious, like, what is she taking? If she's sober, then that's wild. But I don't think she is.
No, she's not fucking. She's as sober as panhandlers.
I gotta help with the groceries.
But Dan, we were saying, do you think that these people that are fucking like looking out for her and helping her and all that type of stuff, like if the shit gets worse, do you think any of her supporters actually care, or do you think they just know that it makes up for show content?
Is my mic really bad?
Yeah, we're getting some feedback from somebody. I thought it was Dave.
No, it was Dave, but your mic is a little low.
I don't know what these are all the settings I always have. So maybe I'll speak a little louder then. Hopefully I won't blow anybody out.
There you go.
So the question was, repeat the question there, Husey.
Well, basically, if the stuff with Mead keeps getting worse, you know, these accusations, if they turn out to be true accusations, do you think that people actually care? Or do you think they're just using it for show content and then we'll move on to, oh, look at Zumok, he got a fucking feud with a comedy club owner. Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah, that's what happens, bro. It's going to be now the content, while there's more decentralized streamers, there's like one or two core people who drive the narratives, and it's who makes the clips. So that's what Panderverse is. It's all the people like you who just jump from like whatever the hot drama is of the day or week or month or whatever to cover like, oh, this is the hot thing now, versus a show you watch. You didn't know who Scarlett and any of these people were 2 months ago, but because now everyone's talking about it, and that's what's drawing interest. Everyone's, you know, doing that. So that's kind of how it is. That's just the lane that the Panderverse is in now. That's what differentiates people who do that type of show versus anything else, basically. Like, I guess Stuttering John could still technically be like Dabbleverse and Panderverse because he could get involved with that drama. But no, I'm saying that's more like driven by the Clippers, and whatever's clipped is what gets the other show's cover.
Well, just as we're getting ready to wrap up here, one of the things Panhandler mentioned it earlier, that people should still be talking about Quad's phone call. When, of course, he called the police on Chad Zumok and almost turned the online trolling into a legitimate crime scene. Now, unless Quad was joking, and I'm just too stupid to spot an obvious joke, Quad said that he had been phoning comedy clubs where General Z was supposed to be performing, had been calling up to find out about ticket sales and dates and all this type of shit. So my question is basically, why the fuck is Quad still on the phone? Why is he still doing, like, the amount of backlash he got for calling the cops? Why is he now still doing it? Panhandler, what do you think about Quad allegedly doing it again?
Well, hey, I just use it as an example. Like, it was, he really stepped on a rake there, and I think he admitted it. Like, just saying that it was kind of a big deal. Like, it could have gone badly, like you were saying. I mean, but that's what Quad does. I mean, he gets in the mud and he likes to ambush people, but I'm of the full philosophy that don't mess with people's jobs, don't mess with their money, don't mess with their wives, don't mess with their family. Don't, you know, if you're not involved in this world, stay out of it, man. I just think shit like that goes too far. And maybe I'm just old and tired and I'm definitely not mature, but stop fucking with people's real lives. Like, it's not, it really isn't that serious. Like, I mean, Pat just, you know, there's a stream of him telling me fuck off for 20 straight minutes. So what? What am I going to do? Go to Tennessee and beat him up? I mean, who gives a shit? Somebody will do something stupid tomorrow and nobody will remember it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's people just take this shit way too seriously, because somebody's going to go to the wrong guy's house and there's going to be a big fucking problem. Yeah. Period. I'm not even joking, especially in this country. Something bad will happen if you go to the wrong guy's house. I guarantee it.
No, but that's the thing about Quad, is that I've noticed that he gets these really intense, almost seemingly one-sided feuds where he like just hates people. Like him and Stevie Lou, for example, seem to be pretty good friends for years and years, and then literally overnight, Quad has hated Stevie Lou's guts now ever since, and I don't think anybody knows why. I don't even think Quad has ever gone into any explanation for it. Chai, you've had a couple of fallouts or public issues with Quad. What do you think about him still allegedly calling up to find out information on Chad?
I think it's just the nature of what he does. Like, his show is trying to get involved in all this shit as much as possible. And I guess it's just the natural progression. He's not get more attention. You escalate and escalate and escalate. And the amount of he streams nonstop. This is his singular focus, is what Chad's up to. So he's just trying to fill more stuff. So I don't know. I mean, like, what do I think about it? I wouldn't be doing it if I was him, because in the digital era, like, everything's so locked down now. Like, people don't even know how locked down shit is. Like, on every single, like, click and tap of everything you do. So even if you think it's, like, fucking around, like, I think people are misguided sometimes, because they think maybe right now this other guy said it was cool to do. So they convince themselves into scenarios, and they're very suggestible. That's very common too. Like, people can easily be suggested into things. So I'm not saying that's what's happening with him, but I could see that happening too. And you're gonna get caught up when you do that shit, and it's gonna catch up to you real fast with technology and AI and all that shit. Now it's like, just be careful. It's my warning.
Dave, So I don't know if you missed any of that.
I heard all of it.
The whole thing.
The whole. Okay, I'm practicing. No more.
So allegedly Quad called up comedy clubs again to find out. Do you think this makes Quad look bad, or do you think it's funny the level of trolling that he's going to over the mud shark?
Okay, the so I'm not familiar. I know allegedly, you know, somebody may have used his AI voice to call the police. Allegedly, I don't know the situation. So, what's this new thing with the comedy club? Can you fill me in on that? I didn't hear that part of it.
Yeah, I don't know the full story, but Quad said that he went on, wrote on Twitter, said that he called whatever the fuck comedy club's Panhandler's House of Laughter.
Right.
That he called. Panhaha? Yeah, the chuckle fuck. Roasted him. Hit the like button for great jokes like that. And
that's the new club in Poughkeepsie, Chuckle Fuckers. That's my Rich Voss impression.
Where was I going there before that great impression? Yeah, so apparently Zumok was headlining some club. Quad called up to find out about ticket sales, and apparently ticket sales were shitty. So basically, I'm just saying that I don't know what the fuck he is doing. I don't know why Quad thinks this is helping him in any way. It makes him look like, and I'm going to swear, and I don't know, Chai doesn't like language like this, a real silly sausage. You know what I'm saying? Yes. I'm sorry, Chai, I had to say that.
Okay, two different things here. Number one, police, don't call police. I'm not saying Quadfather did. Don't call police unless you're in serious need of an emergency. Number two, or if you have an emergency. Number two, calling a fucking comedy club and asking how ticket sales are is perfectly above water. And that's great stuff right there, if you ask me. I mean, that's the stuff I liked from the boss. Calling the clubs and asking how ticket sale over there. So he's just taking a page out of the boss's book. And, I'm pandering now. But Quad, I think that's perfectly fine. I've done that. I've called for Uncle Laser, and then I was supposed to call for Timmy No Breaks, but I forgot.
That guy's really funny. Have you ever heard the joke he did about where he pretends to be much more successful than what he is?
Okay. Well, go to the last 10 minutes of a Doom clip of my stand-up that he has up on his channel. And then tell me he doesn't steal a joke from me. But okay.
He's not funny.
Well, fuck you.
Apart from that one joke that he stole.
I'm not even clear. I'm just fucking around. Let's go. It's simultaneous thinking. Parallel thinking.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. What do you mean he's funny? Funny how? What the fuck's so funny about Timmy No Breaks, huh?
You didn't say anything about Joe Pesci impressions, Panhandler.
You're right. You're right. I have to be way specific with you two idiots.
Marv.
Okay, relax. Now you gotta stop.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing Home Alone impressions.
Well, we leaked the weapon too. You know. Hey, you're good. Don't get arrested.
No.
You fuckface.
Let's go, baby. Ciao, chicka ting ting.
Get it through your head, you Asian motherfucker, you.
Yam Bambi. All fathers. All right, no more. Yeah, and enough about the nips.
Oh, everyone's getting roasted. Hit the like button for more bangers. But the thing, I'm just saying, the Quad, I always find them fucking hilarious. Here's a good one by Stealth. Hack break. I always think the Quad was funny. Nice to watch BYB all the time. I haven't watched BYB in ages because it just seems to me like it's a setup gotcha show, like saying, hey, Chai, why don't you come on BYB tonight and we'll have a good time. And oh, look, it's Chai's number one nemesis that we told him definitely wouldn't be on. What do you think of those types of shows, Chai? Like gotcha shows?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, like, I guess I'm trying to think if I've ever like had a gotcha, but no, I mean, whatever. That's their thing is to do it. I, like, like you, I haven't seen BYB in years. I know J Mo has been teaming up with them. So J Mo, he's a fresh voice in the game. You know, he made a big splash this summer and he's had his ups and downs in the game. He's plateaued off a little bit at times, but I think overall he's a new voice, big voice, and he'll help him out, maybe get him back on track for the next year.
I don't know how he keeps a straight face. I mean, it's so impressive. God bless you,
Chow. I'm telling you, it's the fucking lobotomy. Get it.
Chow has won me over in 2025. I fucking hated him for years, but now I'm a fan.
I mean, there's no more straighter man in the Dabbleverse.
No, 100%. 100%. Props.
It's coming up to a one-year anniversary where Chow literally said, and it's typical, he said the funniest thing of 2024 in the Dabbleverse, and he said it on a New Year's Eve show where he was on Ski Mask show, and Ski Mask, believe it or not, was completely wasted, and Chai was talking to some you know what, and Chai says, he's like, yo, so what's the latest on pulling a bitch these days? And I was like, okay, that's fucking brilliant, the Chai. And so I'm just waiting to see how Chai wiggers it up before the end of this year. There's still time, Chai. Any advice for us?
Well, at that time, we're trying to do more. Like, we saw this dirge of, like, needing to be, like, Manosphere-type content. So, and I knew Ski Mask was good at that type. He loved trying to do that, like, giving that type of advice of trying to pull a bitch and all that shit. So, that was my idea, was, like, trying to get that shit going. And I even hit up Mersh at one point like a year ago, like, dude, let's get a Manosphere round table of like all these knuckleheads to talk about this shit, because I just think that shit would be hilarious. But yeah, no, that was just it. And you know, RIP Ski Mask, he was one of the best in the game at what he did, and I loved it. So you know, sucks that he's gone, but yeah, I look back on any time I got to stream with him, which was dozens, very fondly. Like, he could get me laughing, whatever you say, breaking character, getting my emotions all up in the game, because he just made me laugh, like, harder than anyone. So I'm glad you reminded me of that, brother.
Of course, brother. But I remember another great Ski Mask thing that always, it's funny as fuck, hit the like button for Ski Mask, is that he used to pull his dick out all the time on BYB. And the first time it happened, Quad apparently wasn't aware or something. So that his dick had been on the stream for about 2 or 3 days before Quad went and edited it out. And Quad said,
well, thankfully his dick was so small that even YouTube didn't recognize it.
And I was like, see, that's the Quad we want. We want the funny Quad making fun of dick sizes. We don't want the Quad who's going,
hello, Danger Fields. How the fuck did Chad J. Mark sell many t-shirts these days?
That's my exact thing. Thanks for the toe. Do you mean
Dirth?
Do you mean Dirth? Hey, PH Night's Candle. Does anyone know what the word Dirth means? And thank you very much.
This panel has a dearth of talent.
Yeah, I think I said dirge of talent or something, but yeah.
It means lack.
I gotta push back on Sorcerer because of the whole B12 versus Thiamin thing. So, I mean, you still haven't corrected the record on that. Two, Chris Mack can back me up in the chat. What has it been, 2 to 3 years where you said Thiamin was B12 on MLC? So, until you can correct
Thiamin on that, I hardly knew him. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
You know, we gotta squash that first and foremost.
Can't wait for the great Thiamin beef of 2026.
They're in cahoots. Now Chow and Sorcerer are in cahoots.
Chris Mack knows what Sorcerer said. So back me up.
Wow. So I will say this real quickly.
Mm-hmm. I was just gonna drop names. Sorcerer's my my brunch buddy, if I could get it out. So
I wish you would drop heart rate.
That's cute. Touche. Okay, so BYB definitely does do this thing where they, you know, they kind of, they'll bring you on. Like, they made me watch my fucking Kill Tony set and bust my balls over it. And then, you know, they do that with everybody, I think. Like, they brought on Tommy Jordan, and they're like, what's this with your Instagram? You have a lot of followers, huh? But you're private. You know, shit like that. And then, show, you know, I'm sure if they had, if they would have seen his stand-up, they would have busted his balls on that, too. And it's just something to do. And then towards the, and at the end of it, everybody sucks each other's dicks, and it's all groovy.
I mean, yeah, but I'm not even shitting. He definitely is an ambush show or whatever. And then Quad, you know, whatever. He's a provocateur. But he has been grinding. I mean, the show gets a decent amount of views. He does a lot of prep work. He's got a lot. I know a lot of clips that we're not huge fans of. But he does put, at least he puts effort into the show. Like, you can tell that he tries to put on a show. So, and he's pretty loyal.
12 hours of streaming a week.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, he's doing something. And he gets decent views. So, you know.
I mean, streaming is fun. Like nobody's getting like rich off this fucking stuff, unless you want to watch Kevin Smith, Kevin Brennan sit there eat crackers while he watches
Stuttering John mouth.
Talk about the same fucking shit all over again and again, and then Kevin Brennan just interrupts it every 4 seconds by going, ha 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 ha, and is like, good stuff. I'll send you $50. That's hilarious. You fucking look like Michael Keaton after surviving a fire, you cunt.
Like, you can go 5 or 6 years on my Twitter, go back and see just the ebbs and flows of my relationship with MLC. Like, I was still in the fucking, I was, you know, and his wife even said it. I still remember the episode vividly in my brain, being like kind of angry. That, like, fuck, it's the same shit over and over again. This is 4 years ago. Same shit over and over again. And then just remember hearing him reiterate what his wife said to him, which was, oh, you're on your loop again, aren't you? And I just thought to myself, fuck. The way he said it, like, and I'm like, yep. And just, like, it's the same shit, but the really, after watching all this comedy for years and years, really just the rage is what gets me laughing. So you wait for those little spots of rage and you just hope for it. And then, I don't know. I mean, but here I am. I'm bitching, but I'm still here, you know, 8 years later.
Right.
I complain
all the time. And then we'll do a show that's just absolutely hilarious. And then I'm back in. Like, he is the funniest guy, like, as far as actual comedians in this dabble, Hackverse, whatever. And I don't think there's anybody close to him. He's just so funny. And I agree with Dave, like, the rage and flipping out. I mean, I don't know. I just think
go suck a dick.
Yeah, I got my
friend calling.
Like, right, the fuck you panhandlers pinned on my Twitter or whatever. It's like, you know, it's a badge of honor.
It was obviously better when he was a working comedian because every day you wanted to hear the stories of the night
or whatever.
And then also you want the best interactions are the interactions where he's like, okay, how much he calls somebody, calls a comic and says, all right, how much did you get paid for so-and-so? Blah, 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 blah. How many tickets did you sell? You gotta, and then the guy's like, what, huh? Well, let me call. And then you call the comedy club owner and be like, okay, how come you're paying him this much, but you're only paying me this? You know, and it's like that kind of shit that I love because I'm too much of a pussy to do it. And like, it's like the Opie syndrome. It's like Anthony can never do that. That's why he disappears in the awkward situations where Opie shines somehow. And like Brennan shines like sitting in the awkward position, which for me personally is very difficult to do. So there you go. Synopsis.
Your wife's a synopsis. Just as we're getting ready to wrap up here, Mint Diggity, I like Dave's Kill Tony set, the reverse dog rescue. Redrawings puppies, LOL, he was trying. Dave, would you like to sing us out with that that great bit? Great. Just as we're getting ready to, just as we're wrapping up here. Buck, Achar, you mentioned you've got a Life Forms coming up. Why don't you tell us what's going on there?
I think tonight, in about 3 hours, 3 hours, 15 minutes, we'll be going live, me, Mir. I think maybe Dan's going to be on, maybe Stealth. But we were just kind of trying to cover some of Buckman's most recent streams. Yeah, Stealth's great.
You got to get on him. Yeah.
We'll see.
So happy he's back.
Yeah, and just more of Buckman, the rise of Buckman, like I mentioned earlier. with all due respect to Buckman, I did back out last week. I knew we weren't coming here to debate, so I'm not trying to pretend like I won something tonight. But, yeah, Buckman's a bit on fire. Tune into his show because that's like his – I know both of you guys know like Buckman for the same reason I do. Enjoy his show for the same reason I do. His whole character and all that stuff. So we just break down a lot of that shit. And since we're kind of involved in a lot of his gripes lately – it's extra entertaining for us to kind of clap back at. So we'll be doing that tonight.
What time is it, Chad? Do you know?
10:30 Eastern, so late night.
All right.
I hope that doesn't clash with the completely real Anthony Joshua-Jake Paul fight that we all know is real. And speaking of Israel Panhandler, what have you got coming up that you'd like to plug?
The only thing, and it was totally my bad, I forgot to tell you, if anybody has me on a show, I should have told you this before. Pat Dixon's never going to come on your show. I probably should have told you this an hour and a half ago. So that was one of the threats as well. So no, I got nothing, but everybody can get fucked and have a nice weekend and happy Kwanzaa.
Yes, and I would like to thank everybody. Potentially going to be streaming again tomorrow if I can get Chad to reorganize. I have a plan for an episode that just for me would be funny. I want to get Chad Zumach, Adam Bush, Clearwater Chad, me, and my friend Chad Inby on the show. And I want to call it the Chad and Ad and Chad and Ad and Chad show.
I can't believe I didn't leave. Yeah.
That's funny to me, and that's all that helps. Chai, we're going to wave bye-bye, and we'll see everyone later. Hit the like button.
And if you leave me now, you take away the biggest part of me. Ooh, baby, please don't go.
Okay, thank you, Dan, and thank you, Sarah, and thank you, Panhandler, and thank you, Dr. Chai. I'm very, very serious on getting that Chad and Ad and Chad and Ad and Chad episode done. I really want to get Vince Russo back on. I want to get Bob Levy back on. I'd like to get them all done before Christmas, but at the same time, these people are not... I mean, it's not like the podcast ends this year. There's a whole load of Christmas classics that I haven't watched yet, that I haven't sat in my big fat arse eating garbage. Gained some weight at Christmas, but not as much as I would like to. But anyway, I want to thank you all for watching this. I want to thank you all for checking out the podcast version. And it is usually bye-bye. And when I said podcast version, I meant to say the YouTube version. I could just go back and edit this and not redo the outro. But that's kind of not the intelligent thing that I would do. But now it really is usually bye-bye.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.